Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries will be implementing a program for the national registration of all fishing boats here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Portfolio Minister Sabota Caesar says this is part of efforts to address issues relating to illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. He says that a series of consultations will be held with the relevant stakeholders on this issue.
I had conversations with the technical advisors and the legal advisors from the FAO, and they noted that there is still some work outstanding before we can go to a period of consultation with the stakeholders, because what we are doing here, it begins and ends with the fishers, and we will consult at every turn with the fishers so that we are on the same page. It is very important, though, for all of us to appreciate that there is a page set by international law and that we have to operate within that context. It is anticipated that long before year end that we would complete the consultations with the stakeholders. We are going to go through the different fishing communities and the villages, and we're going to speak to the fisher folk. We are going to explain it to them. The AG's chambers will be there. I hope that if not in person, that the FAO will be able to join us virtually. But this process must be completed.
Minister Caesar says that a critical component of the project will be the revision of the national fisheries legislation.
Because we have to ensure that the jurisprudence within the country falls in line with many of the international obligations that we have. We have established in this country a national fleet expansion program, and we have started this jointly with the Kingston Cooperative Credit Union. So far, we have 41 applicants for boats and over 50 applicants for engines. And what we have noted to them is that we have to operationalize this program within the context not only of the national policy to expand our fishery, but that we have to do it within the context of our international legal obligations.
And according to Minister Caesar, technical assistance is being provided by the Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO.
I want to wish the process all the very best. And again, I wish to thank my colleagues who are here from the FAO for your hard work and your dedication. And at the end of the day, I am convinced that we are going to have an established commercial fishery in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, where all the stakeholders around the table, we understand and we appreciate our roles and our responsibilities, and we can all be proud at the end of the day that we are fighting and we are joining the fight, and successfully so, against illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing.
Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Sabota Caesar. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.